Oggi siamo in Bhaga Vecchia per l'inaugurazione delle mostre di Tony Phillips. And this morning we're in Bhaga Vecchia for the Tony Phillips' exhibition. And instead of doing what we normally do, which is an interview with the artist, we decided to do something slightly different this morning. Tony and I are just going to take a short walk.
We sit in the sun or not?
Well, let's keep walking and then we can... Then
keep
we
walking, can... I've been working all night. Okay. I'd really love a sit in the sun.
Then let's sit in the sun. Like.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
The idea was just to sit down and have just a chat for 5 minutes, 10 minutes about the exhibition. Tony, you've been working most of the night. I mean, I passed there at midnight last night and you were still there working.
Yeah.
Did you not stop at all?
Not really, because everything was mounting up and... I think I realised that because I was doing an installation as well as canvases and the usual format of work, there were extra facets of the preparation which kept cropping up, which were all technical,
which has to be dealt with at some point,
and also doing things on a shoestring is always a problem because you know you can't just go out and buy all the things you need because you're always looking for cheap ways of getting things done.
Well, so that's certainly not at four in the morning either. That's we don't live in the city where you can just go and buy this stuff.
Anyway,
a huge exhibition. I mean, it's covering three separate, distinct rooms, even four if you count the small one inside the main room. A lot of stuff.
Yeah, basically, it's just called recent work because it's a long time since I've done something which is not on a specific theme alone. But it's the first chance I've had to, as far as the installations. Yeah, it's all happening there. I'm just having an interview. The first chance I've had since I planned an installation of this kind to actually get it out, because I've actually been working on this theme of shrines and temples for about 6 or 7 years, and the main piece which I've done for there, which is called Altarpiece to Humans, is something which has existed in preparatory drawing form for a long time. And when I was asked if I'd like to have another exhibition in Bhaga, I thought, well, maybe it'd be a nice thing to do something like that, because I'd already had the work in mind. And it was having the atrium of the Comune available. It was perhaps, I felt it was a nice atmosphere for something a bit out of the ordinary.
Piece of site-specific work. It fits into that. Well, it's not really site-specific, but it certainly fits inside that space very well.
Well, the whole thing about space is that when you start working in it, you do realise what it takes to really make a space into something. So yeah. I would say, looking back at it, I think I would like to play a lot more with the background and the lighting and the atmosphere, because in order to make a space really work, you need to work at all aspects of it, and that's something that I ought to know. And perhaps, you know, although I think one can see the individual work in what I've done, I was hoping that maybe the atmosphere it would create would have been a bit stronger overall. But anyway, we'll see.
Looking at the work this year, there's a lot of surface work going on. Some of the paintings look as though they were done embroidered almost. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's a lot of brushwork, a lot of stuff going on the surface. It's tiny marks.
I think it's just a lot of people keep talking to me about me being a detail artist. I think it's really because I'm very interested in narrative, and where the London thing is concerned, which may be the one area which you're actually referring to there as far as the painting is concerned, and some of the etchings.
Well, I'm also referring to the landscapes in the third room.
There's
a lot of stuff going on in there. There's thousands and thousands of small marks on the surface, which from a distance even look, as I say, like an embroidery, look like a tapestry rather than a painting.
Well, I don't... Yeah, I mean, that's you seeing it from an outside... You're seeing it as an observer of a visual image, and what you're explaining to me is a technique which I'm hardly aware of, because all I'm trying to do is transfer a feeling that I'm getting from that particular site, and I'm just trying to do it the way it feels it has to be done. I feel it has to be done, so I don't think it's got to be detailed. I wish it didn't have to be, but but the point is, I often end up turning back to a place because I'm just fascinated by something in it. It's hard to say what, in real terms. Something in it really has an impression on me, and I can only feel my way into it while I'm in front of it painting it. And I suppose I've got my own kind of rationale, which is a sort of painterly rationale, which is linked to the way I feel rather than my understanding of technique. So
do you have a finished image in your head when you start, and then you work towards that finished image, or does it evolve as you're working through it?
Oh, that's a good question, isn't it? Well, no, I think it's got to evolve to a certain extent. I mean, the areas I like best in paintings are when you don't really know what you're doing, but I never start not knowing what I'm doing. I generally know the kind of feeling I want to get from it, and most of the time I go with that feeling, and when the painting begins to fail or go away from it, I have to decide whether it's the painting has now got its own life, I have to follow it and listen to it, or whether I really feel disappointed and I need to fight it to retain something or get back to what I felt. But yes, there's always a feeling that there's always, I mean, you know, people ask me what kind of work I do, and I generally make, other than the landscapes, I make a comment, something like, you know, social comment, whatever that means. But because I feel as though, you know, most of the work is about people and the life we live in, and I'm inspired mainly by a variety of human predicaments that we find ourselves in, and they're ever present in our society, and probably always have been to a certain extent. But my interest is in actually looking at the uniqueness of the life we live in this particular age, because it's so fascinating.
See, each of that work is like a small photograph, a little snapshot of a particular moment. Certainly at this time, it couldn't have been done in 1970s. It couldn't have been done in 1940s. It certainly couldn't have done in the 1800s. It's certainly at this moment, particularly the urban paintings, with all the logos and icons. I mean, the big M of McDonald's, for instance, is the iconic M of McDonald's. Is for today. It's definitely of this time.
Well, I think as a visual artist, I've always been fascinated by the way that symbols have simply overtaken us in a form that has got nothing to do with the personal. And I'm not making a comment about that either way, good or bad. But it's okay. Grazie per essere venuti. Si. Grazie. Ciao. So basically, you know, I lost my thread now. What was he talking about? I was talking about, symbols. Yeah, symbols, the importance of symbols. They're not personal. We're invaded by them. So they actually they're almost like rain. They're part of the atmosphere. And people no longer comment about them. So people actually do things which have nothing to do, you know, which people wear symbols and accept symbols without even thinking about it. It's quite fascinating that people's visuality is just an absorption of something which is so linked to commerciality on one hand and globalization on another, and almost is meant to be banal. It's meant to not meant to celebrate anything. So, but you know, it's obviously they all get transferred into symbols. So, what really is the difference between a crucifix and a Nike symbol? You know, the thing is, there's something in the human that wants the symbol because it makes them feel special. Now, you can say there's a great deal of difference, but to me, I'm more interested in our susceptibility to react to it and to want it and to need it. It's the same with saints. I mean, the installation, which is called Altarpiece to Humans, is basically about making people into saints. You know, making people into special beings, because we need to somehow to do that. Yeah. We need something which is bigger than us, which is other than us, and we tend not to do it with just anyone. Whereas I've just done it with anyone, because we should really do it with anyone, as far as I'm concerned, and not just make celebrities out of those who've been chosen to be celebrities, either because of so-called religious competence or chosenness, or because of having been built up by the media to say that this is the in person, or these are the in people. But that, again, these are comments based on my fascination with this situation, rather than I think it should be one way rather than another, because, you know, it's...
Yeah. You're not actually making that much of a comment. All you're doing is you're just showing the stuff is there.
Yeah.
It's going back to this thing about logos and icons. I tried once, 5 or 6 years ago, to buy a T-shirt in Fornaggi di Bibaga, which did not have an English phrase on it. I went to every single clothes shop in Fornaggi di Bibaga to buy a T-shirt that did not have... I couldn't buy one. Mm. There was not a T-shirt for sale in Fornaggi that did not have an English phrase on it.
Amazing.
Why was that? Because obviously they think that they're going to sell more T-shirts with English phrases than they would with an Italian phrase on it.
But
that's an interesting thing. Secondly, the... Civilization, you've been using civilization as a blanket umbrella theme for many years now.
Bit like a politician, it's just a blanket umbrella.
This all fits under this blanket of umbrella of civilization, probably.
I suppose it has one. I mean, obviously, the London theme has got its own specific connected to it. You're right, but I've tended not to use it anymore. I don't know what I mean. It was a useful way of me to try and get out of the project type thing. But I suppose with this altarpiece coming back, I've now shifted in that direction. But the theme is essentially the same. Yeah, you're right. It's trying to be objective and get back, stand back and look back at what we're doing.
Final question, Tony. You're a visual artist. You make objects, you make paintings, you make drawings. It's your language that you use to communicate with. How far is it important that that communication is effective? What I'm basically asking is it necessary to write something or to talk about your work for your work to actually arrive at the audience that you're aiming at?
I just think that the work has to have its own power. And once it's out there, it has to sort of fend for itself. Mm. And in a way, part of the artist's, a visual artist's job, I suppose, if he or she wants to actually have an effect, is to try and find those that dynamic, or those formulas, if that's not a cheap way of putting it, which you feel will get through within the work. I mean, if you do it without the work as well, you know, through advertising or connections or whatever, that's probably valid in the day in which we live. I mean, you know, I spend a lot of time trying to make contacts with my stuff. But I would like to think that the art can speak for itself. And if it, you know, if I don't feel successful or don't feel I'm getting the kind of shows that I'd like to, I tend to look at the reasons being within me in terms of what I feel I've failed to... tackle in terms of what could be a useful mode of getting something across.
Okay, I said that was the last question, but while we were talking, it immediately brings up what will be the last question.
Yeah, okay.
Do you have an audience in mind then when you work?
In theory, it's anyone. It's definitely not aimed at anyone in any specific area in particular, but you know, it's still the case that the art world and art market and the people who direct themselves or are directed to art for either enjoyment or for getting some kind of message from artistic endeavour tend to be still quite narrow in terms of what part of society they represent. So, you know, I don't have a particular audience, but I'm well aware that the art world is still not so much elite, but it is restricted.
Okay, Tony, let's let you get back. You've got people milling around the galleries trying to find your work and trying to find you.
Maybe
thank
trying
you
to find
very
me.
Much.
Thank you very much.